Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, she's here.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, I'm still saying we're going to talk about this a little bit, but real estate, and we got a guy just bought a house across the street from us. All of our neighbors are moving out. Don't know why, but anyway, but they're doing. It looks to me like it's going to be a flip. I mean, just they're doing a lot of work on that house. So, but that kind of ties into where you know one of the things we can talk about this morning, and what is that? That's housing prices.
Oof. It's rough out there. I mean, yeah. It's not quite as crazy as what we were seeing right. in the springtime. So that's the good news if you're looking for a home. There's no bad news if you're selling a home right now. So let me be clear about that. But for the second consecutive month, existing home sales down from a year ago. So we're down by 2.3% from a year ago, September 2020. And that's simply because at the end of last year, if you look at the last 4 months of the year, it was insane, the amount of activity that was going on. Now, the problem that continues to persist is we just don't have enough supply of homes to satisfy the number of people who want to buy homes. And that's putting a lot of pressure on prices, and prices do remain very high. They're not rising at the same wild pace that we saw just this past spring, but we are seeing, you know, homes are up 13% from a year ago. Inventory's down at very unhealthy levels. And we are just, I'm worried about that the number of new home buyers, people who are first-timers, they just can't get into the market. It's frenzied out there.
Yeah. I mean, people are paying cash for a home. If you're a new couple, just got married, you can't compete with these people.
Yeah, and forget about that. What about the number of people who are singles? You know, we have a number of people who are single people or head of households who are trying to buy homes, and they only have one income. So it's insanity to go out there. And I do worry quite a bit that we are in this place where, you know, the market is dictating. So you're saying all cash, all this, and then people are waiving their engineers' inspections.
Yeah.
It seems like a huge problem. And frankly, I'm just concerned that people are jumping in and not necessarily sticking to the numbers that they've likely run because they're just so worried they're never going to find the right house.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. The dynamic in Connecticut, I feel like supply is creeping back up because I just feel like people are trying to profit off of these huge moves in prices. But I guess we'll find out when the spring season sort of picks back up again. You know, what about the rate issue? You know, like, are rates going, I mean, because rates will change the way this whole dynamic plays out, and rates have been low forever. So, like, where is that trending?
Well, rates continue to be pretty low. I mean, so it's not the same rock bottom rates. But, you know, if I go to one of my favorite websites, I'm sure yours too, Mortgage News Daily.
Oh, yeah, it's top of my list.
Every morning, first place I go.
Every morning I figured it out. So, you know, we're looking at around 3%, maybe 3.1% 30-year fixed-rate mortgages. And if you're looking at a jumbo, like a jumbo loan for when you're borrowing more money, that's really affordable. Also, it's like 3.2% to borrow hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so, you know, if you look at it, even a year ago, mortgage rates are actually higher than they were a year ago, but that doesn't really matter. They're still really low.
Well, back to the question of inventory. You know, I know one place in not too far from my house that they're building houses. Okay, they're putting in basically a development of some sort.
So new homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the point. You're increasing the supply, but I imagine it's costing a heck of a lot of money to build those homes.
Yeah, I mean, look, the problem with new homes is that, first of all, they represent a fraction of the market.
Right? Yes.
So it's maybe
true,
like
true, true, true.
15 or 20% or so, right?
Right, if that.
But the other issue is that, as you say, now you're really talking about supply chain issues that are really starting to limit those homes. And, you know, if you look at new home sales, of course, it seems to me at least that, you know, they're making up about a quarter of all single-family sales. It used to be like 80%. But
wow.
Even that is now... It's tough. You just cannot keep up with it. And I put the price increases in perspective for you guys, that when you look at price increases, in the spring we were talking about 23% year-over-year price increases. That's nutty. Mm. Now we're like, oh, it's just 13.3% from a year ago, but that's still high. And again, if you look at a new home, it's also usually a more expensive home. So the median price for an existing home is about just $350,000 or $355,000. The median price for a new home is $390,000.
Wow.
So no more Levittowns.
No. And again, if you're looking to buy a house, run your numbers, stay in your budget, bring your patience
Good
and
luck.
Your fortitude as you go through. If you're selling, I will say it is imperative that as you look to sell your home, that you don't get greedy. Markets can really change pretty dramatically. So I would be, I think you listen to your realtor, you say, like, what do I need to do to get this house ready to sell? Don't spend too much money with the whole, like, I got to fritz everything up. Maybe you got to throw some paint on some walls. But, like, get it ready to sell and move it. Don't be so quick to say, I want to get the highest offer. Get the offer that works for you and your family.
Heck, the clothes could still be on the floor in some of these places and people are buying them.
I know, they're lining up. Someone
holes in the
shoe. Someone sent me a picture of a studio apartment they bought in New York City, which had not been touched in 45 years. It's hysterical. They're like, I just bought this in old cash. And I'm like, okay, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jill, as always, by the way, you can listen to Jill every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6 and get her online at jillonmoney.com. Plus, you have a newsletter. So it's all there.
It is all there.
All right, Jill, thank you for being on.
Take care.
All right.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.